The Flying Deer Nature Center in New Lebanon, New York, is a nonprofit wilderness school and community dedicated to mentoring children, youth, adults, and families in deep connection to nature, self, and others. In September, they're starting a program entitled Awakening Wild, Nature Immersion for Adults. Awakening Wild will meet one weekend a month, September to May, and will offer an ongoing experience of fun, exciting nature immersion to awaken senses, bolster sense of comfort and confidence in the woods, and strengthen connection with the natural world. Here to tell us more, we welcome Devin Franklin, the Flying Deer Nature Center Program Director, and Michelle Appland, who is the Flying Deer Nature Center Executive Director. Devin and Michelle, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Very
happy
nice to
be
to
here.
Very nice to have you here. Michelle, you're wearing a child.
I am wearing a child, yeah.
You're standing, and how old is the lovely child?
She is 11 months old.
She is 11 months old.
She is, yes.
Well, you're just gorgeous. Look at you. That's very cool.
And
so
hopefully she'll be really cooperative.
She was in the belly last year.
Yes, that's right. So, well, welcome. It's very nice to have you here.
Thanks.
Oh, you're just like peering around. Look at those eyes. You're gorgeous. All right. Well, she can speak up whenever she wants to. Well, how did this idea come about as far as Awakening Wild?
Since we've been running programs at Flying Deer as long ago as 1998, the center's been around since 96. But when we got involved in 98, people kept coming up to us and saying, "You guys are like the Pied Piper. These kids just follow you," because, you know, our job is to take kids out in nature,
yep,
run a summer camp for kids. And people said, "This is just what you're good at. You're natural with this." And so now here we are in, 2016, and we have grown this ability and skill to take kids outdoors and light their lights bright, bright with the excitement of being in nature, connected, having fun, extending that from kids to adults.
Okay.
So it's not the first year we're experimenting with this at all. But we are ready now to launch a full-fledged adult program for turning on people's lights in nature for adults.
September to May. So what happens over that period of time?
Well, the participants are going to take a journey that leads them down four tracks, four educational trails, you could call that. Nature connection, community building, wilderness skills, and permaculture design. And each of these offers a unique approach to connecting with people and the land. For example, the nature connection, we are going to be having people find places, spots in nature, on the land, on our land there, and finding a place of their own that they visit every time they come to us. Because they're coming one weekend a month throughout the year.
Yeah.
And they're going to, each time they visit that place, go deeper and deeper and deeper and go from, "Oh, well, that's some nice trees there. I'm not sure what they are." And we ask them when they come back, "Did you notice anything else?" "No." And that's great. That's fine. But by the end, they're telling us what animal tracks they found, what the weather was doing, which way the wind was blowing, what birds were calling, what that meant, what the birds were saying about the fox in the forest and the deer. It's basically, the process is an awakening, and that's why it's called Awakening Wild.
And how long are you out for when you go out?
Each weekend will be a Saturday morning to Sunday afternoon. There are a few that will begin on Friday, depending
On
what skill we're working on
so
on that particular weekend.
So you're out for quite a while,
yeah,
then.
Mm-hmm.
It's an immersion. We've done many, many adult programs that last either a day or a weekend with some lodging, but the lodging in this program, we're going to be out in the woods. We're working on getting a yurt together so people can spend the night out.
Where do you get a yurt?
It's like camping. Yeah. You're just down the street at the hardware store, I'm
Yurts
sure.
Yurts are us.
But it's, if you imagine the childhood experience for those who have had this, to go camping and for multiple days, it's an immersion. There's no breaks. You're not saying, "Well, let's hit the pause button." It's all the way. And that's what is especially transformative for people, the bonds with each other, the bonds with the land.
And this is what you can accomplish in 9 months. I mean, that's pretty cool. If this is what you can do, I mean, you're wearing what you can accomplish in 9 months, but this is another thing you can do in 9 months.
This is another thing you can do in 9 months. And it's even more evolved than last year, which was sort of our pilot program.
Yeah.
And that only met one day instead of multiple days in a row. And the adults, by the end of that program, were... just to see their faces, just to paint a picture of what happens to a person. You know, every time we would get together, we would do what's called a bird sit. And we would, again, find sit spots. And we would teach them what to listen for with the birds. You know, is it an alarm call the bird's making? Is it a song? Is it a companion call, et cetera? They go out their sit spots. They notice the cardinal or the little brown bird. Don't need to know what it is. Make some notes, come back, everybody shares. It's a community process. Everybody gets a voice, put it on a map, and start to piece the puzzle together about what's happening in nature. And they start to realize every time the birds get quiet, that's because there's a hawk around, a Sharpshin or a Cooper's hawk. And maybe this person saw the birds get quiet, but the other person over on the way on the other side is the one who saw the hawk. So it's a very collaborative awareness process. But what happens to the adults is day after day of doing this bird sit, they begin to pay attention to the birds at home, at work, driving in their car. And by the end of the program, you know, we're sitting in a circle in a field having a talking circle. And instead of listening to me, the adults are listening to the birds, which is good. And the best part is I'll stop and I'll say, "You guys are listening to the birds, aren't you?" They say, "Yeah." And I'm saying, "Are you noticing each other listening to the birds?" "Yeah." I say, "How does that feel?" "So good."
Yeah.
I'm in a group of people, and I'm connected to nature. I know it. I'm part of nature. And these people are noticing the same things I'm noticing, and I feel a bond with them, too.
When this sounds like I'm making trouble, and I'm really not, but is it more difficult with adults because they're a little more sarcastic and jaundiced, whereas the kids are just open and very free?
Well, the short answer is no, because the people who come to us want to come to us.
Okay.
But I know what you're saying, and there is pluses and minuses. There are pluses and minuses. The minuses are that adults are patterned.
Yeah.
Let's say their patterns are more deeply entrenched. Their thinking patterns, their beliefs, even their sensory awareness patterns are they're limited because they've been living a life of routine. So to break those patterns and to open them up and to get new connections established in nature to the northern cardinal, which they may have never noticed before, it takes more work. Whereas a kid, you point it out and they're fresh and they're open and new. So that's a downside. I don't consider it a downside. I consider it a fun challenge.
Yes.
The upside is you can talk about things with the adults, concepts, principles like bird language dynamics that you don't really want to waste your time with on kids, because for them they're in a life stage where they mostly need to play to learn.
Yes.
In my approach, in our approach, so it's well worth the adventure, because also the adults have a quicker turnaround time to mentor others. We don't like to just mentor people who just want to fill their cup. That's okay. But what we really get excited about is people who want to fill their cup with the intention of passing that on to others. And adults they get that.
That's good.
I just want to add the wilderness skills. So there are the naturalist skills that Devin mentioned, but there's also a whole host of wilderness skills, animal tracking and fire making, friction fire making, shelter building, finding wild edibles, wild medicinals, and learning how to tan hides. There's a whole host of physical skills that people will be learning and walking away with so that they feel so much more confident in the woods and like they could take care of themselves if they needed to in any kind of situation. That may happen.
Do they have to
future.
Find the hide?
No.
Okay.
We'll
provide
yeah,
it. Okay.
In
good.
5 years, we'll you know, check in. We'll do another maybe.
But they'll be learning some basketry, some leatherworking.
We're bringing these people.
Yeah. There is a whole host of skills, so they can check that out. Anyone that's interested can check that out on our website. And I also just want to mention that, you know, people put their kids first again and again and again, and that's so fabulous, and it's what we need to do. And at the same time, it's so important that parents get this and that adults get this, this time in nature. It's so grounding. It's so centering. It's so stress relieving. It incites playfulness and so many things that help us be more functional, loving, caring, intelligent, grounded, centered adults. So I'm just so excited about parents getting a chance and adults and leaders. And even it's just going to even affect your relationship with your partners, with your coworkers, with your friends, with your parents, because it really changes you in a deep level.
How many people can you accommodate for this particular program?
18.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be a nice small group with a number of really expert mentors.
Excellent. And those mentors, I would assume, change as you go through the various stages.
There are two that will be involved throughout the entire program, and then we'll have some experts come in for different portions of the program as well.
Well, it's Awakening Wild Nature Immersion for Adults. You can find out more information about the Flying Deer Nature Center and about Awakening Wild. They're in New Lebanon, New York, and they're website is flyingdeernaturecenter.org, flyingdeernaturecenter.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org. Devin and Michelle, I thank you so much. I wish all the luck in the world on the project. Sounds fascinating.
Thank
Have
you, Joe.
Have a great time. Thanks for the great work you're doing. I never asked your daughter's name.
Wren.
Wren.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here, Wren. Are you gonna talk? Say anything? There you go. That's good. Well, those eyes are wide to the world, aren't they?
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
We'll enjoy. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.